BBC Radio Oxford. Very good afternoon. Now, Deanne Slay from the Oxford College of First Aid, because we're talking about first aid this afternoon. She's been teaching first aid for decades. Decades and decades. She doesn't look that old, though. Originally a trained nurse, Deanne has since been training young and old all over Oxfordshire at every kind of course, from paediatrics, very important, to workplace, health and safety. Deanne joins me in the studio right now. Deanne, it's lovely to have you here. Before we talk to you, though, earlier I spoke to Sarah Hayden, who told me about a serious situation where she had to call on her first aid training.
The little boy was asleep after lunch, and his key person was with him, and she was a bit concerned that he was acting oddly when he was asleep. So she called for me, and I went in, and his breathing was quite funny. It was very dark in the room, so I picked him up and took him out of the room and into the corridor. As I did that, he started to convulse, so his arms were twitching and his eyes were rolling, and I put him on the floor, and so I just kept him safe, make sure that he was, you know, he was on the soft floor and everything. So, and then as the convulsion stopped, I timed it, and it lasted for just over a minute, and then he started to cry and became quite distressed, and then I picked him up, and I was telling him that it's okay, and that I was there, and then he carried on crying, and then I asked for a member of staff to ring for an ambulance and for another member of staff to ring his mum and ask her to meet us at the Radcliffe. And then we went into another room to wait for the ambulance.
Sarah, how old is this little boy?
He was two.
How did you know what to do?
I'd had brilliant training from Malcolm Wilkins at the Oxford College of First Aid. Malcolm's been giving me training for about 9-10 years now. So he'd always trained us to keep calm and to sort of like analyse things carefully and not panic, and to sort of like just take charge of the situation and think of the child or the casualty first. And from what I'd never seen a febrile convulsion before, but from what he described, it fitted perfectly.
Sarah, did you save this little boy's life?
I'm not sure if I saved his life or not. I think that I did the right thing to keep him safe. In terms of the fact that he didn't convulse again and that we got his temperature down and that the paramedics came, his parents were, you know, really, really grateful, and they put some, you know, really lovely things on Wallingford Pipers on Facebook, just thanking us and everything. But I'm really glad that myself and all my staff have, you know, really good paediatric first aid knowledge.
What would you say to anyone who doesn't have first aid knowledge, hasn't done a first aid course?
I would say contact somebody to arrange some training, because it isn't just about, it's everywhere that you could need first aid, whether it's with your own family, whether it's with your own children, whether it's in your place of work. And having that knowledge helps you to not panic, because as your adrenaline starts to run and you know what to do, it all comes naturally if you've had really good training.
Sarah Hayden, who told me about a serious situation where she had to call on her first aid training, which involved, of course, a two-year-old little boy. Deanne joins me now in the studio. She's from Oxford College of First Aid. Is that quite a typical example?
It can happen, and it can happen very quickly. Small children don't have very good temperature control because it's immature, and if they get a bacterial infection, such as an earache, an ear infection, their temperature can rise very rapidly, and because of that, their temperature control is not working properly. They then overheat inside their brain, and then they have a convulsion. And what they people need to understand is it's very quick to be able to respond to that, but it's knowing how to respond in the right way. And most first aid as paediatric first aid courses will help you to make those decisions and help you to work through what it is and what help you need to do it.
Do you know what, Deanne? I almost feel that, you know, being a mother and not having a first aid course, having not done one, not really having an awful lot of knowledge apart from sort of common sense, I suppose, I almost feel they should be compulsory. When you give birth, you perhaps shouldn't even be allowed to leave hospital until you've done some kind of first aid training.
I would like to see you have the first aid training before that point so that you're prepared. All first aid training is important. I think people are frightened of first aid training But the reality is, it's simple things that save lives.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to have lots of medical knowledge. All you need to know is somebody breathing? Are they leaking all over the place? You don't have to know how many times their heart beats or how much oxygen is in the air we breathe. That will be important for the paramedics. They've had several years training. A first aider has only had hours training. As long as you make sure that they are breathing, that they can continue to breathe, they're not leaking all over the place. If they are, we just plug it up.
Dean,
it's as simple as that.
You train people. You give people the necessary things that they need to know in order to perform first aid. How many times have you performed first aid in situations before?
Quite a few. And they've always sort of come out of the blue. The actual resuscitation thing, only once. I did it in hospital, but it's totally different in hospital. But it's this, it's the everyday things. It's not every day, obviously, but the more common things are quite easily dealt with. It's just knowing which way to deal with it. Just small cuts, splinters, and those are the day-to-day things that you come across.
You mentioned out of the blue, and I think some of us are a little bit, you know, we say, oh, it'll never happen. You know, it'll never happen. It'll never happen to me, you know. But that's just it. It does when you're least expecting it. It does out of the blue. What's the most serious thing that you've faced?
It was somebody being struck by lightning on Bondi Beach.
Completely out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
How do you deal with that, Deanne?
It just kicks in because the knowledge is there.
Thank goodness you were there.
No, there was lots of people there. There was lots of people.
Yes, but did everybody else have first aid knowledge? Perhaps not.
Well, yeah, it would. I just happened to be the closest, and I got on with it. Then the lifeguards came down. They took over, and then the ambulances arrived, just as it should do.
And the person was okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. He went off in the ambulance, and because I was so far from home, I didn't know how to find out. And that very often is what happens unless you know the person.
Deanne, you trained as a nurse, and now, of course, you do this first aid training. Why is it so important to you to impart your knowledge on other people and make sure that people are completely equipped to handle a devastating situation, potentially, if they were confronted with it?
That's difficult to... I just enjoy giving people the skills to cope with situations.
What sort of people?
Anybody. Doesn't have to be any particular type of person, but certainly mums, certainly people who work with children, because it's important we keep our children safe, and they are vulnerable. You know, climbing frame, they fall off. What do you do?
Childminders, they have to do, and nannies, it's every 2 years, is it? Every two or three years they have to
refresh?
Officially,
it's every 3 years, but any training that you can get at any time, it's important. And what people forget is that they can practice first aid. The only thing that they can't practice is the resuscitation, because you need the dummy to do that. You can't practice that one for yourself. However, putting on bandages and putting on slings and making sure you've got the process right, you can practice at any time and should.
I'm good at bandaging. I've had a lifetime of bandaging horses.
So
that's one thing that perhaps I could possibly do. Do you have an example of somebody that's come to you, had their first aid training, and then has had to use it and has perhaps potentially saved a life?
Yes, frequently when we do the requalification courses, we always ask, have you used it? Of course, we get everybody, I dealt with some splinters, I put a bandage on, I put a sling on. And occasionally you get people who say, I've had to do more than that. One of the best experiences I've had of that. I was shopping in Tesco's and somebody came up to me. She, oh, I'm so glad to see you. I've saved two lives since I last had training with you. And he'd had an experience with a family member collapsing with a heart attack and was able to deal with that and get the help he needed. And then there was a child on holiday who drowned in a swimming pool and he was able to get it out and start resuscitation and kept that up until the ambulance arrived and the child survived.
Well, I think that's...
So,
that's
for me, that was very rewarding.
Well, incredibly rewarding, but also I think an example enough of just how important it is, for us all, to do some kind of first aid training. So how do people find out about the courses that you do, Deanne?
Oh, well, we can go on to the internet, and we've got the courses up there. We do send out newsletters to people that we are in contact with. So if we've got an email address, you will get our newsletters, which will do that. You can, of course, ring us up.
How long out of it, you know, if somebody's, you know, busy, I mean, fitting things in when you are busy with children and everything else, I think this is a very important thing that you do fit in, but sometimes fitting it in is quite difficult. How long does the course take normally?
The paediatric one is 12 hours, and we can offer that in several formats, either over 4 evenings or 2 days, or we can do 2 days back to back, or we can do it over 2 weeks, or four weeks in 4 evenings. So we will help to arrange it to suit the organisation, or an open course to suit people's needs.
So incredibly important and worthwhile.
It is very important.
Deanne, it's been lovely to meet you. Thank you very much for coming into the studio, and hope to, in fact, might see you on the course.
I hope so.
Thank you, Deanne.